In 2011, there was a feeling in the body that Hamilton needed some particular strengthening. During this time, many saints, including FTTA trainees and full-time workers, came to pray and labor in Hamilton.
Amen.
This was a wonderful time of refreshing.
Amen.
The practical body life was evident.
Amen.
Amen.
The supply and support from the body was not appreciated or accepted by some of the saints who have taken a different way.
Amen.
The Lord, as the high priest, Amen. Was truly walking in our midst to care for us.
Amen.
His eyes were observing and searching.
Amen.
At this time, we felt the burden for the church in Hamilton to go on by following and remaining in the fellowship of the churches.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, saints from many localities, oh, continue to pray and labor in Hamilton.
Amen.
Oh, in February 2013, oh, many saints from all over the Lord's recovery
Amen.
Came to Hamilton to strengthen
Amen.
The testimony.
Amen.
This was another wonderful time of prayer,
Amen.
Fellowship,
Amen.
Coordination,
Amen.
Blending,
Amen.
And mutual labor in the body.
Amen.
Oh, the Lord also began to stir in two couples
Amen.
Oh, regarding migrating to Hamilton.
Amen.
Oh, for the advance of his move in this city.
Amen.
And they are now with us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hopefully more will follow.
Amen.
Yes, maybe we can declare that.
Amen.
Hopefully more will follow.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord has brought us to today.
Amen.
This is surely not something orchestrated by man, but something that the Lord initiated.
Amen.
He has brought us to this point. Through the prayers of the saints and the fellowship in the body,
Amen.
We are here today resuming the Lord's table meeting in Hamilton.
Amen.
Amen.
In the moving forward from the past history in Hamilton, we would like to make a declaration.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We desire to be always poor in spirit and pure in heart, standing on the genuine ground of oneness in Hamilton, in fellowship with all churches in the one body of Christ.
We are for the building up of the body of Christ.
We recreate our own choice and preference in order to make God's choice of where to meet. To maintain this oneness, we will exercise to be in spirit, denying the self, continue steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, speaking the same thing, eating the same spiritual food, Christ, and drinking the same spiritual drink, the all-inclusive spirit. We stretch forward to pursue with all our being to gain Christ and grow in Christ, the one in whom we are rooted and are being built up, that we may also participate in the building up of the body of Christ. In all things we want to be body conscious and to be under the limitation of the body of Christ. We will follow the churches to receive and enjoy the ministry of this age. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
This is such a wonderful time.
Amen.
It's really been a labor in the body.
Amen.
We're just here witnessing and partaking.
Amen.
We are also so much enjoying what we have received from the body.
Amen.
And what we are receiving from the body.
Amen.
Saints, the prayers from the body have been phenomenal.
Amen.
Even you see so many aspects that the Lord has opened up to us.
Amen.
And we always realize this is because the prayer of the saints.
Amen.
The body has picked up the burden
Amen.
For Hamilton.
Amen.
Oh, may we, city after city, that the body would rise up.
Amen.
Oh, to have a burden to pray.
Amen.
Oh, until there is a testimony Amen. In that city.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes, I can just testify to this. I've been so blessed to be able to go to some other localities for trainings and conferences. And it was hardly any place that you went that you didn't have somebody come up and say, oh, you're from Hamilton. Hallelujah. We've been praying for you. The support of the body has just been phenomenal. The reality of the body has really been brought forward.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the body.
Amen.
Yeah, the reality of the body has really been brought forward. Praise the Lord for His sovereign arrangement. Even the situations have afforded us to come into the practical oneness and experience of the body.
Amen.
You know, this matter of being one was carried out. Many brothers have come and been with us during this time. Right. Wednesday night prayer meetings, Thursday night home meetings. Right. We have really experienced the blessing and the portion of the body that God has chosen for us.
Amen.
Allotted to us.
Amen. I'd like to share something briefly.
Amen.
I was praying and looking for a place where I could meet with brothers who would worship the Lord in spirit and truthfulness,
Amen.
How the word said. And one day at Mohawk College,
Amen.
I found a table with a whole bunch of Bibles
Amen.
On top. And I approached to the table. I asked for a Bible, asked about a meaning, and praise the Lord because of that, I'm here.
Amen.
So that's a sample of how, that's an example of how this works. Okay, so the Bible distribution and that really works at the universities and colleges. So,
amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Amen. My family came from a beautiful British Columbia. We just here for 3 months to the more beautiful Hamilton with a lot of waterfalls. And I feel so wonderful to be among the brothers
Amen.
And who not loving their soul life
Amen.
Until death.
Amen.
I have a pattern of faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is the Lord's day.
Amen.
Amen. In Hamilton. So wonderful.
Amen. You know, this day wasn't visible a while ago. But this week I've really been touched this matter of faith. You know, we're going through a morning revival. There's a message on it. But just the righteous shall have life and live by faith.
Amen.
So, you know, when you pray, you touch the reality that is God has. But you must pray. I can testify, when we prayed, something was very real. Wasn't manifested, but it was very real. So it could be energized to keep praying. So I can testify, Hamilton, it's been very real. I just have to testify for Paul and Nika. Years ago, we used to go to St. Catherine's. We'd go over the bridge there, right? Oh, Lord, what about Hamilton?
Yeah.
This is the late 70s, early 80s. So now, praise the Lord!
Yeah.
But I didn't really enter into the prayer and the reality and the faith strengthening experience of corporate prayer for something to happen. We just waited, right? It was just because, you know, it's hard to wait. In our age, we're not waiters. We're not farmers. We're not patient. But in prayer, it becomes so substantial. You know, faith is substantiation. It's solid from prayer. And corporate prayer, if you want to taste reality in the Spirit, you just pray with some brothers,
Amen.
Especially when the Lord is anointing.
Yes.
He wants Hamilton.
Amen.
He's got Hamilton.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord's table.
Amen.
In Hamilton, Ontario.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It was about 6 months ago, some of the brothers brought us here one Wednesday night, and we had a very enjoyable time touching the Lord, praying with the saints here. Now this morning it's even more enjoyable to be here breaking the bread,
Amen.
Eating the bread,
Amen.
And drinking the cup.
Amen.
Just very briefly, from the conference last weekend, I was so touched that life is a person.
Amen.
In him was life.
Amen.
In him was life.
Amen.
And this life became a shepherd to us.
Amen.
He is the shepherd in chapter 10 of the Gospel of John, shepherding one flock.
Amen.
There will be one flock and one shepherd.
Amen.
So no matter what locality we are in, we are part of one flock.
Amen.
That is, we are here on the ground of oneness.
Amen.
The oneness of the very triune God himself.
Amen.
But this one flock signifies the church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. But we see as we go on in the New Testament that the church is the way.
Amen.
The church is the way that this person takes to reach the goal.
Amen.
The goal is to produce overcomers.
Amen.
To consummate the age.
Amen.
So how good, brothers and sisters, that there is now a way in Hamilton.
Amen.
For overcomers to be produced.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters in Hamilton, pursue on.
Amen.
Press on.
Amen.
Cooperate with him.
Amen.
There could be some overcomers here as a bright golden lampstand.
Amen.
Shining with him, consummating the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
To bring an end to this age.
Amen.
We are brothers from, actually three of us, from another church in Hamilton. It's in New Jersey, in southern part. And we have three churches in Hamilton worldwide.
Amen.
New Zealand, New Jersey, and Ontario.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
So I want to take the opportunity, with three of us drove over yesterday to be a part of this really resumption of the Lord's table.
Amen.
First time to come over here was in 2006. And 6, 7, 8, I was personally here many times. And every time was in tears and in prayers. And but today is also in tears, but it's rejoice.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
And there are so many dear ones. Straight away from this way. Today, we're witnessing some faithful ones still standing strong,
amen,
standing in oneness.
Amen.
I slept in some saints' living room quite a few times, sharing the Lord's recovery. Today, we are in this way,
amen,
and as strong as ever.
Amen.
And the church in Hamilton, in New Jersey, stands one with you. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
And the church in Hamilton, we also started about 6 years ago. Right now we have about 150 adults meeting. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
We pray the church in Hamilton in Ontario,
amen,
the word of the Lord,
amen,
will multiply.
Amen.
The numbers of the saints,
amen,
will multiply.
Amen.
We stand one with you!
Amen.
We are here again,
amen,
in 2013. 7 years later,
amen,
tears,
amen,
tears,
amen,
but rejoice,
amen.
Lord, we praise you,
amen,
praise you for your body,
amen,
praise you for your testimony,
amen.
Lord, we are one,
amen,
in your body,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for the answered prayer.
Amen.
My wife and I worked here summer of 2004. We worked for 2 months here in Hamilton. Our relatives migrated here in 1960. So we came here to visit them. And we were even looking for an apartment to stay here. But after 2 months, we were not granted our visa. So, but praise the Lord!
Amen.
By faith, Brother Ron! We can no longer wait! We are here testifying that wherever the Lord send our feet, just pray.
Amen.
Lord, raise up your church, your lampstand in this locality.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's say hallelujah for the church in Hamilton, Ontario, New Jersey, and New Zealand.
Oh,
Ontario first. Hallelujah for the church in Hamilton, Ontario, New Jersey, and praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, I have to say I was spiritually born in Hamilton, New Zealand.
Amen.
The
three testimonies of Hamilton are here. Physically, I was born in Guelph. And this is so glorious. The church is now in Hamilton. So now we got to go a bit more north. Soon there will be a church in Guelph. Greetings from the church in Philadelphia. And next week I begin to meet in the church in Toronto. So praise the Lord for His churches.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Man, we have four saints came from Ottawa, Ontario.
Amen.
Man, it's really so joyful.
Amen.
Man, so encouraging, man.
Amen.
Yeah. Like 2 weeks ago, I didn't know any of us can come.
Amen.
Although we received the message from brothers, Amen. But we think it's a long drive. But the Lord is calling.
Amen.
Yeah. As a testimony here,
Amen.
We want to participate.
Amen.
We want to feel the body.
Amen.
And when we come, we really enjoy this moment.
Amen.
And I can't say anything, but just like brother shared, it's tears,
Amen.
But joyful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we are joyful today.
Amen.
And our Lord Jesus gathering us together.
Amen.
And in His love.
Amen.
And to testify for Him.
Amen.
In His gold lampstand in Hamilton.
Amen.
Although we are many here.
Amen.
And we are from many localities.
Amen.
But we are one.
Amen.
We are one in Him.
Amen.
Praise Him.
Amen.
How about two sisters from Ottawa? Stand up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can we see the church in Hamilton? Can they all stand up?
Amen.
All the saints?
Amen.
Amen.
And the situation in this city was somewhat murky, somewhat unclear. There was a cloud over the city. But praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That the Lord cleared away the clouds.
Amen.
And also, I do want to underscore this, that while things were murky and cloudy and unclear, these two brothers stood here, despite all the outward kind of confusion. They just stood here, just taking the Lord.
Amen.
And not only them, but other brothers, right? Patricio and Max Nier and others were still standing together. Despite the confusion. And then in 2011, when the GTCA came for the first time, one thing was very clear after the wonderful display of the Lord on the part of the trainees from the FTTA. They really impressed all the saints that were here, including the saints who were not so clear. But regrettably, it also served to kind of draw a line. That time drew a line, and the line got more pronounced and more clear that there is a way that seems right to man, but it leads to destruction. It just leads to some confusion. But praise the Lord, there is another way,
Amen.
The way of the Lord's recovery. So I just thank the Lord that some stood firm for that way. Not only just to be with one with the ministry of the age in a general way, but their heart was to be one with the churches.
Amen.
And so the Lord cleared up many situations here. And eventually the brothers from Toronto would come here for prayer every Wednesday. And also many serving ones from Toronto have been coming down to serve on the campuses to strengthen what the saints have already been doing here on the campuses. So the Lord really did a wonderful work among us.
Amen.
And I just want to stand on behalf of the church in Kitchener to welcome the church in Hamilton.
Amen.
This is very characteristic of these brothers. They want to be one with the churches.
Amen.
And I hope that we would all draw some kind of, I'll even use the word, some inspiration. Brothers and sisters, we need to be inspired by this matter.
Amen.
The oneness is everything.
Amen.
And we need to be one with the churches.
Amen.